at 909 King.
You're listening to ESPN 100 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
So hour two is underway. The Sports Hangover here in ESPN New Orleans. Coming up bottom of the hour, touch them all. Timmy Grubbs will give us the latest on Major League Baseball storylines. We'll check in with the Baby Cakes as well. As he is the voice of your New Orleans Baby Cakes. Gary Smith's going to join us in hour number three. Preview Tulane and UNO. The Privateers, the Green Waves, kryptonite on the baseball diamond as of late. So we'll chat with that coming up here in a little bit. And we're scheduled, there's a introductory press conference going on right now at UNO. New athletic director Tim Duncan is being introduced. Staff meeting will follow right after. As soon as he's done with that, I've been promised they will, you know, hand him a phone and be like, hey, say hi. And then we'll say hi with him. So we will we'll maybe hear from Tim Duncan around 2:45-ish, right before the end of the show here as well. Wanted to lead off this hour with something that we've been talking about and chatting about. You know, 600,000 people went in and about Nashville over 3 days at the NFL draft. New Orleans, the number two television market. Pretty impressive. We've chatted about it the last couple of days. Did you ever want to go see it? John 4K is like, nah, you know, right? How do you feel about the draft? Would you want the draft here in New Orleans?
I mean, it doesn't really impact.
So you're indifferent.
Yeah, indifferent.
Fantastic.
If it's here,
way to give us an
if
opinion.
If it's here, great. I'll go.
Well, that's what I just said. Would you?
But
want,
if it's not here,
did you not understand the question? Would you want the draft in New Orleans?
No, I'm just saying. I really want to care either way. Like
if it's here, you're going. That's what I'm asking you.
If I had something better.
Oh my gosh.
If I had something better to do.
You're not answering my question. If it's here, would you go on any of the 3 days?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all.
But I was trying to make it more difficult for you, Sam.
I know you are. That is your role. I'm convinced in life is to make my life difficult. You might kid me. Anyway, Rod Walker, the advocate, he's trying to get to the bottom of it as well. Because I did mention, you wonder if one of the reasons it won't come here, and it may not come here. Remember, Larry Holder was touching on this yesterday, and he was like, hey, look, you know, the draft primarily is going to cities that can't host the Super Bowl. And it could be used for that aspect of it. It's in Vegas next year and things of that nature. Now, that said, you have the Zurich Classic, and you also have Jazz Fest going on. So hotel rooms would be at a premium. Just space in and around. I'm assuming it would be held in the dome because of weather, whether it's heat or it's rainy. You're not an outdoor venue. I know they did it on Nashville. They closed off a street right there by the river. I guess you could do it next to Jackson Brewery in that parking lot if you want to do that and close off, Decatur, if you wanted to do that right in front of the cathedral. I don't know if that's really, you know, kind of like where Jack's French Quarter Fest is, right? You know, you have a stage alongside of the river. You can maybe do it there. Basically almost have the setup for French Quarter Fest. So technically you could do it outside. Would you want to go or not, though? Because Rod Walker of the Advocate writes, it's unlikely that it happens. And the main reason is that Jazz Fest and the Zurich Classic. And again, don't take his opinion or my opinion. This is Jay Cicero, president and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. Jordan, if you've ever paid attention on the show, you know who he is, right? What are they responsible for? Do you know what they're responsible
for?
Jay Cicero, not Greg Cicero, CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. Do you know what they do, that group?
Yeah, they schedule all the
events.
All the events.
They bid. They are the city's bidding arm, right? Super Bowls, national championships, Final Fours, WrestleManias, you name it. Any big event, They are the ones that do the presentation. They're the ones that put together the PowerPoint, the video, the giveaways, the whatever. It's them. They're in charge of going and sitting in front of people and saying, this is why you need to come here and do it. So Jay Cicero and the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation have won bids to bring, as I said, the Bowl, Super Bowl, Final Four, WrestleMania, the works. He says bringing the draft here would be almost impossible. He says, quote, the draft, Zurich Classic and Jazz Fest are dependent on locals to attend. Also, a lot of out-of-town people come, but they count on locals too. Not only will there be no hotel rooms available, but something is going to give if you brought the draft here because you need the locals. It seems to work really well with the Zurich and Jazz Fest being here in the same weekend, but if you added the draft, it's more of a pull on everything local. Let me just stop right there, because what I hear when I see that too is the local events, Jazz Fest and the Zurich, would be worried, Jordan, that if you had to choose, you would probably choose the draft. Now, I don't think that the majority of Jazz Fest goers would be draft goers. So I understand what Jay is saying. At the same time, I think there's a certain audience that would go to the draft. Now, if you wanted to argue with me, the draft and Zurich, it could argue there. Those are probably similar sports fans or the same sports fans. Unless you have a very strong field, they may go. But on Thursday night, the first round of the draft, Jazz Fest activities and concerts. Again, I may be wrong on this, but I don't think that it would be at 6 o'clock at night, right? At the fairgrounds, I don't think there's any concerts at 6 o'clock at night on Jazz Fest. I could be wrong that Thursday. And the Zurich, that first round would pretty much be wrapped up. So Thursday night's event, the opening round of the draft, I think all three events would be fine. On Friday, again, it starts at 6. I'm lying. Thursday nights is 7 o'clock. It's an extra hour. You do your Jazz Fest. You can do your Zurich and make it to wherever the draft is for 7 o'clock to watch the opening round.
Why not have the draft at Jazz Fest?
I heard people say that and do it. The problem is, how do you manage to get people in and out of there, right?
If the Rolling Stones are playing in 110, you can go see the draft.
Yeah, but hear me out. Are people going to pay $75 to go in there and do that? That's my point, because the draft is free. But now I saw some stands you can probably pay to get closer seating.
Yeah.
But my understanding is they have it in an open area and venue. You just walk in. I could be completely wrong on that. Jordan, see if you can find out what is the price to attend the NFL draft, because they had it in Jerry World yesterday. I'm sure if there's any way to capitalize on it, you can probably get close seating to the stage and charge you.
Yeah.
But my understanding is you can just walk up, you go through security, whatever, but it's free to stand there and watch the TV screens and watch the presentation. That's my understanding. Could be completely wrong, but that would be my only concern. How can you decipher, I'm not going to Jazz Fest on Thursday. I want to go see the opening round. I mean, that now you're talking about parking and all. I mean, I just don't think it would work there.
Yeah.
I think it would look pretty. I think I understand the theory in it. But, Joey, where are you going to park people that are going to go then? It's already a premium to park in and around that area for Jazz Fest.
Right.
Now you got to try to get, people to go there to see the draft. So that would be my only concern there. So that's why I'm saying I think it would be along, Woldenburg Park right there, along the riverfront or the dome. But I think it works. I think it's just that. It's the fear that more people would go to the draft and it will pull away from that. I have a hard time believing the draft is going to take up the hotels that a Super Bowl would. Now, granted, you don't have Super Bowls along the same time as certain things, but you've had Mardi Gras alongside big events.
Right.
And that worked. So I think it can. I think it's just the initial fear of hurting the local vending and hurting the local events. That's what it is. But again, it's different times. I mean, the only day that would all coincide and go on at the same time is Saturday. That's it.
But I still
Saturday,
think,
it starts at 11, and Saturday you have the Zurich Classics third round, and Saturday you have Jazz Fest full day.
I still think you have those that are going to go to Jazz Fest go. Your draft Knicks are going to go to the draft,
I
and
agree.
Everybody for Zurich can go to Zurich.
I agree. The people that are going to go get the crawfish bread and listen to the music are going to go do that. I agree 100% with you. I think that's just fear. You build your city as a city that can host big events. Now, you're hosting three events. I get it. Rick, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Solve your problem on Thursday. The first Thursday of Jazz Fest this year was only added because it was the 50th anniversary.
Correct.
And the acts end at 7 o'clock at Jazz Fest. So anything after 7, people can get out wherever it's going to be.
Right. I mean, Rick, what would you do if you had to choose, right, Zurich, Jazz Fest, draft? List them in the order that you would attend.
Jazz Fest, draft, Zurich.
Okay. Thank you. No, I hear. That's what I'm saying. I think it would work. I mean, again, this isn't every year. It's 1 year.
I think you can go to all three.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate the phone call, man.
Kenneth on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've never been to Jazz Fest, but I would most definitely go if the draft was held there.
I think it makes sense to an extent. I don't understand. First off, Jordan, you looked it up on Google. It's free. It is free admission. Okay, I did see one stand that they built next to the stage, and I think that's
VIP,
right? And that's probably either VIP, and you can probably pay for it. But for the most part, you want to stand in that street and hang out, and be a part of it. It is free. That would be my only thing. You're going to have a separate entrance for people that want to go, or if you're trying to get it in, I don't know how you're going to do that. That's a mess in and of itself to get in there and out. You know, I think in theory it works. Here's the other element of it. If you watch it, it's a big stage. Where are you going to put that stage? Where are you going to put the players? Remember, there is a green room, quote unquote, tent of all the players that are going in that first round. It just, there's no room. I don't know where you would put it. I'm talking about out there, Jazz Fest. Uber Eric, thanks for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover.
Hey, what's up, Gus?
What's
long
up, man?
Time.
Yes, what you got?
Hey, I was out doing my thing on Sunday and driving around downtown. I was like, man, the draft can totally happen this weekend. There was nothing going on downtown on Sunday. You know, the Jazz Fest was on this side of town, and Zurich was on the other side of the river, and nothing was happening downtown. Well, this can definitely work. We got enough hotels to supply everybody. It's enough parking and everything to work for the draft downtown. This is definitely a good idea. They need to rethink it.
I'm with you. Like I said, I that's why I'm bringing this up. I mean, because this isn't a city council member or a member of the media or somebody speculating. When the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation brings it up, they're responsible for bidding. So that's why I'm bringing this up. Jay Cicero's job is to call them and say, put us in the row. We'd like to bid for one of the future ones. And if he's hesitant to do it, then it's not happening. I'm with you. I think you make a way to do it. Look, here's the thing. 600,000 people. Now, I get Nashville has a little higher probably population and all that other stuff. I understand that. But, again, it's one event. You're not doing it every year. You would have a couple of probably seasons or two to prepare for it and get ready for it. And if you can do the Super Bowl with a couple of the other big events you've had and Mardi Gras and all of that stuff, you come on, man. I mean, again, I think I'm trying to think of the right word. There's certain groups that are going to go there. Like, my wife is not going to go hang out at the draft for 3 days. You know what I'm saying? Most of her friends probably won't, you know? I may go out there just to see what it's sort of like and stuff, but that's what I'm getting at. The people that I know to go to Jazz Fest, they're probably not, they're going to still go to Jazz Fest. They look forward to that event. And those are people that probably will just, hey, just let me know who the Saints draft. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's different groups. So I think you absolutely can do it, Uber Eric.
I think the Jazz Fest is it's not as local as it used to be.
Bingo.
Years ago.
I'm with you, Uber, Eric. I think more people enjoy I think more people enjoy French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest. I'm one of them.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I picked up a lot of people coming out of Jazz Fest, and they weren't from in town. It was a lot of out-of-towners, so it's not as local as it used to be. So I think it was definitely worth, because, I mean, Who Dat Nation, you can look at the ratings and see what the draft
Bingo.
New Orleans.
Uber Eric, you got it, my friend. There you go. My man, he's saying, look, I mean, Jay Cicero in the city, you're the number two market in the country. These people want the draft. AKA, you can sell a lot of dome foam and nachos. I'm just saying. Just saying. Uber Eric, you can make some money. I'm just saying that
hey,
weekend.
Send them on. Send them through, man. Send them through.
I love it. Thank you, man, as always, for tuning us in, bud. Uber Eric. Sports Hangover continues. We'll continue this discussion. Rank them for me. Go ahead and treat that. If you had to go, treat Rod Walker's column and input. What would you vote? Zurich, Jazz Fest, Draft, in order of attendance, which would be? Let's continue the discussion. Bottom of the hour, Tim Grubbs. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
If you're looking to have the time of your life this weekend, then you need to listen up. There's over 30 Cajun, Zydeco, and Swamp Pop musicians performing on three different stages during at the 60th Brobridge Crawfish Festival this Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th. There's crawfish eating contests, crawfish etouffee cook-off, crawfish races, crawfish, and more crawfish. For a complete list of the dates and times of the bands and events, check bbcrawfish.com. There's fun for all ages with rides, arts, crafts, souvenirs, Cajun and Zydeco dance contest, and more crawfish. And if you like Louisiana music and all the fun you can handle, then the Brobridge Crawfish Festival is the place to be this weekend. Sponsored in part by the Louisiana Lottery, Palmbro Cajun Restaurant, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Super One Foods, Courtesy Automotive, and Cajun Visa Company. For all the event info, check bbcrawfest.com.
Do the crawfish boogie with me and mine.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food. Come and enjoy their delicious lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Cinco de Mayo celebration is the best party on the bayou. El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland will be featuring a live mariachi band for 3 days from May 3rd to May 5th. Don't miss the $2 cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close all 3 days at El Paso Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving, and foundations to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in the conversation, thanks to Uber Eric. A couple of the other folks that have called here as well. Just give me your opinions. I love to know. Again, I'm not picking it, saying that Jay Cicero's wrong on this. I don't think you should shut the door to even thinking about the possibility. Now, Jay Cicero in Rod Walker's piece over on The Advocate says he's not surprised by the numbers. Quote, we are always in the top five of viewed audiences, whether it's Monday Night Football or whatever. And if it's a Saints game, it's just off the charts. Then he says, quote, we just can't fit it. If the date of the draft ever moved, then we would certainly seriously consider evaluating the bid. Brian, chiming in, says, hey, And he sends this from an article back in the day, Mayor Mitch Landrieu. It's our biggest global moment. You remember this? When the Saints hosted Super Bowl 52, or 47 rather, on February 3rd, right smack in the middle of its carnival season. Carnival got rolling January 25th. Parades and parties ending Mardi Gras Day, which that year was February 12th. It was the 10th time New Orleans hosted the Super Bowl, but only the second time that the big game landed in the middle of carnival season. They were able to do that. Like I said, it just initially when I read that, it just came across as one of the events doesn't, or both are like, look, we depend on the attendance. We depend on the locals to come out there. The last thing either one of us wants is another event to pull from the draw. I don't know how else to read that because everything else would make sense to do it. The hotel rooms, and you can tell me, well, they're already getting it from the Jazz Fest and from the Zurich. Okay, but then you can't give me the argument of, well, the Jazz Fest and the Zurich really need the local people because the local people aren't staying downtown most parts, right? This isn't a downtown event. I can totally understand staying the weekend or spending a night and doing French Quarter Fest. But Jazz Fest isn't downtown. I don't know very many locals that will go book a hotel room to then go over by City Park. I don't know many locals that will book a hotel room to go to Zurich. So, again, if you want to argue hotel rooms, you're pretty much are saying that you can't find any rooms. I have a hard time believing that. And quite honestly, when it comes to the draft, the NFL is probably going to take one hotel, if not two, for the players and the staff and all that, like they do for the Super Bowl. That's guaranteed bank. It's guaranteed bank. Big bank. They set whatever price they want. Right? Media that come cover it, bank. I mean, again, I get it. I mean, I understand you want to leave it open for the festival goers. I just, like I said, I'm not calling it close-minded. I just think it would be smart. Have a lunch over it. Have a lunch over it. Pick a local po' boy shop. And as the roast beef is on its way, just say, what would it take to make it happen? Because again, it comes across as when I hear we can't fit it in. That I don't work there. They probably have the numbers to tell me, no, Gus, seriously, we don't have the infrastructure, we don't have the hotel rooms, I get it. If you want to show me that, you can give me the data. But then at the same time, you're making the case and argument that you can't do it because of the locals. You need the locals. Well, the locals aren't using the hotel rooms. So which argument is it? The only thing that makes sense to me is you're concerned that it's going to pull from the ability to draw at the Zurich and make money at Jazz Fest. And I get it. It's important. I understand that. I'm not saying it's wrong or anything. Those vendors were complaining about the Rolling Stones and, you know, then Fleetwood Mac. They were complaining to try to have that extra day because they have to pay. And for a lot of those vendors, those two weekends make or break their business. I understand all of that. I do. I'm thinking bigger picture, and I'm thinking as somebody that doesn't own a business there. So I get it. I'm thinking as somebody that doesn't put on the Zurich. I'm thinking as somebody that doesn't, you know, run Jazz Fest. I'm thinking of as you're the second highest market in the city. You have a city. Jay Cicero was telling me. And they're thirsty for their football. They're among the highest on Monday Night Football. They're among the highest during a Saints big game. So why aren't you rewarding them? That's the problem that I have with this story. You're telling me, you're concerned about Jazz Fest and the golf tournament, but why not reward one time? We're not talking about doing this yearly. We're not talking about doing this like you do the Super Bowl. I just can't understand for the life of me why you wouldn't have the draft half the amount of times you had a wrestling event. WrestleMania's been here twice. You're telling me you can't find a way to get the draft in? See what I'm getting at? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You've had all kind of other events here. The numbers are there. You want to show me data and numbers. You can't fit it all in. But you have numbers that are screaming at you. Football people would love it here. Guess who else would love it here? The people that cover the event. The people that put on the event. Why? Why has the Super Bowl been here 10 times? They love it. Why is it coming back again in your future? They love it. You can walk to everything. You can set up events. You can set up stages. You can set up everything. I would argue, rather than arguing we can't fit it in, I would argue the city would make more money that weekend than they ever have with all three of those events. Again, I think the audiences are separate. I think you will still get support at the Jazz Fest. Only one day of the draft coincides and goes on at the same time, and that's Saturday. And if you have an event and you have an act that's good enough, people will go. Or you know what? Here's a big one. You put the big events on Sunday or the weekend before that to make sure everybody gets it. Like I said, I read that story. Good work by Rod on trying to figure out, and you know, why it wouldn't or wouldn't happen. But, you know, again, I just read that, and the first thing that popped in my head was, man, that those events just don't want the competition. I don't look at it like that. I look at it as I think it would make that event that weekend would be incredible. Look, you could tie it in. You know? Have draft picks be at the Jazz Fest for a little bit. Well, the first round picks or guys that can go there or whatever. I mean, you can have them at the golf tournament. You can do a lot. I'm just saying, to me, it would just enhance it. It would just enhance it. I think you're going to get a lot more people to come in that weekend to cover the draft. And while they're there, I mean, you don't think people from the NFL would go to Jazz Fest on that Thursday or Friday or any of that nature during the day to go see some acts and some music? And then head down to the Dome for the event? Absolutely. Owners, team personnel. Pfft, dude, that weekend would be insane. And again, traffic-wise and volume, it's the Dome. The Dome. You got the City Park area for Jazz Fest, and you have the West Bank on the opposite end of the city for the Zurich Classic. I think it can work. Again, I just wouldn't close my mind off to it. I would at very least say, let's have a lunch over it. How can we make it work? Let's plan in advance. Let's bid for it 5 years from now. Everybody can make it and have fun. It's silly to me to shut the door and not reward the people that are telling you and screaming at you they love football. Take advantage of it. Here's a shocking thing. You could probably make money off of it. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans with Tim Grubbs.
Home and Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home and Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. On time and on budget, Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Plus, for 3 days only, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Credit offer valid 4/30 through 5/2. Subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Hello, I'm Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise expectations of and for blind people. Low expectations hold people back, but blindness does not have to. I'm a blind husband, father, and baseball fan living in Baltimore, Maryland. Being part of the National Federation of the Blind has helped me live the life I want. If you or a loved one is dealing with blindness, the National Federation of the Blind can help. Over the last 7 decades, we have helped tens of thousands of people live successfully with vision loss, and we can help you too. Visit nfb.org to find the resources and support you need to live the life you want.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate, but you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. Touch them all. Timmy Grubb says he is available, Joey. So let's see. He just got done with his lunch meeting, so give him a buzz. And we will talk a little baby cakes and also, of course, Major League Baseball storylines. We'll continue to get your opinions, of course, as well on the Rod Walker piece over on The Advocate. Look, I hear what Jay's saying. Look, Jay's job is to make the city happy and its events happy. I think this is the Zurich and this is the, the Jazz Fest people going, Ellen, yeah, we don't need. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, we don't need another, thing. Touch on Timmy Grubbs. It is Tuesday to talk a little cakes, baseball, and also Major League Baseball storylines. Tim, how are you this beautiful day?
Doing great. What's going on in your land, Gus?
I'm doing fine. I know you'll never be able to answer this question because you'll be calling a game around this time. But if you had to choose Jazz Fest, Zurich, NFL Draft, in the order of attendance that you would attend, how would you rank them?
Well, I mean, a few years back, I've never been to Jazz Fest. Mm-hmm. A few years back, Zurich was the weekend before baseball season. So I went. It's probably about 10 years ago now, I guess. And I had a blast. It was. I loved going to the golf tournament. I think I'd probably pick Zurich number one. But I tell you, the way Nashville did up this draft this past weekend, I would think the old days of the draft in New York, I was never really all that intrigued in going. But the Nashville party scene this past weekend looked pretty impressive.
600,000. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm baffled that that we as a city are going, we can't fit it. You find a way. I mean, when there's 600,000 out of 10, you find a way.
I think what's funny is the other day, it's in Nashville and I'm watching the first round and all that stuff, and I'm starting to think to myself, could we ever get it in New Orleans? They would actually have to push it back. There's no way you could do it the same weekend as Jazz Fest in Zurich. You couldn't pull that off, but if the NFL really wanted to do it here, you could either move it up a week or move it back a week. I think they can make it work.
Look, remember this, though. You've held the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras the same weekend. So it could be done. I mean, because here's my thing, I was saying. It could be done. You could figure it out. Anyway, that's the beauty and the fun that I get to do. I have no one to answer to, and I have no money tied into anything. I just tell you what we should and shouldn't do. That's the beauty of a show host, Tim.
It could be done. I think it could be done, and I think that what Nashville did, that's I don't know who has the draft next year. Has it been announced yet?
Vegas.
But they've got they have tough shoes to fill. Because that looked, just from the scene, now I didn't watch the ABC draft, you know what I mean? Because I was during a game, but I did keep an eye on the ESPN version. I know they had a lot of actors. Yeah, I know that was more of an entertainment value. I don't know what the TV ratings were for that.
Right.
But obviously people are intrigued by this. This is something else.
Like I said, when New Orleans is the number two market in the country in viewership, you have to reward them. I mean, that's how I look at it. Like, you can't sit there and say, let's not do it. But anyway, I'll continue my rant after we talk baseball with you. I just wanted your opinion because you're a Steelers fan and also a Pirates fan. And, of course, you're the voice of your New Orleans Baby Cakes. How have you guys been since we last chatted?
We played great. Went into Round Rock and won 3 out of 5.
There it is.
Beat the dreaded Memphis Redbirds last night, shut them out. So we're in second place, a game back of San Antonio. So things are good. I think the ball club's playing well. I mean, you talk to the manager, he doesn't think we played our best baseball yet. But, you know, I think the pitching's come along and the offense is doing what it does. And it's been a lot of fun. You know, we have new baseballs this year. We're using the same baseballs as the Major League ball.
Uh-huh.
So they're tighter and balls are flying. There's a stat out there, one out of every 45 at-bats was a home run. It's one out of 25 this year. So that's a pretty alarming number this early in the year, but it's been fun to see all these balls fly out of the ballpark.
Yeah, no, you know, one of the things that you look at, Tim, is obviously offense kind of is intriguing when it gets like that, but I see a lot of low numbers in certain games here as well. When you win that Round Rock 5-2, you win yesterday Memphis 3-0. So pitching sort of helped as well. Omaha last week, last Sunday, 10-0. Omaha again, 9-2 on wins. So your pitching is coming along as well as the hitting.
Yeah, no, the pitching, I think if there's any soft spot in our club right now, it's the bullpen. It's the bridge. You know, when we get a really good start, and, you know, if you can get the starter to go 6 and 7 innings and you only have to deal with middle relief for an inning or two, and then you get it into the hands of the closer, I think we're in good shape. I think that's when we're strong. And I think the team plays really well there. But when the starter only goes 4 or 5 and you've got to get all those innings out of the bullpen, you know, that's where, you know, it can be vulnerable. And that's the way it is with a lot of teams. And that's, I mean, you're noticing it in the major leagues with teams. Some of their bullpens are real thin in some of those areas, and that's just the nature of the game right now with specialization. You know, with these guys, the tape is out there, and, you know, some of these hitters can really capitalize in those 6th and 7th and 8th innings.
Yeah, no doubt. And give me a player or two that is playing well and for folks to, you know, come back into this homestand here and just to keep an eye on, man, that you think is really playing well from the first month of the season.
Well, a guy that was pure last year and had a great year, he got called up last season. He's already been up for a few days this year, Austin Dean. You know, he's a guy that is a very good hitter, and I think he'd be in the big league, you know, if he works on his fielding. You know what I mean? He's kind of one of those guys that he can hit major league pitching for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He just has to shore up his defense and fine-tune it. It's not that it's bad. It just needs to be a little better. You know how it is, and there's a fine line between a major leaguer and a triple-A guy, and he's right on it. And I think if he helps his defense, he can be there. Monty Harrison is a young phenom. He's our center fielder. You know, he's a guy that this is his first year here. He needs to cut back on a few strikeouts, but talk about a pure athlete. He's a lot of fun to watch play center field, and he's a lot of fun to watch run the bases because this is a kid that was recruited by Nebraska to play running back at football. He's a guy that could have played Division I basketball, and he's a kid that, you know, obviously is 22 years old playing Triple-A baseball. So he's got here in a quick order, and he's a guy that's going to be in the big leagues before long.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on him as well as the homestand continues, Tim, all the way through next Monday. After Memphis, it's Oklahoma City as well, and, of course, lots of different giveaways as well. Little team poster coming up on Friday. You got to like Thursday as well.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, everybody's favorite is always fireworks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody loves the fireworks, and we've been doing that for years, and that's just a tradition on a Friday night. So that's what we got on Friday.
Look, I'm excited about tomorrow because it becomes the month of May, and I do see in the month of May, the 25th through the 29th, the dreaded Iowa Cubbies come to town. I'm just saying, there's a lot of games there. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, one of those days. It's got to be first pitch day. Come on, come on.
Yeah, that's what, you know, we tried last time Iowa was here, so right. I think we're going to pencil you. We're going to try it again. One of those games, and I'll look at your schedule and look what we got going on here, but we're going to get you back out here. We're going to try it.
If you don't mind, my child has followed in Dad's footsteps of loving Halloween, and I don't know what's going on, but I see halfway to Halloween on the 25th. What are y'all doing there? People dressing up?
People dressed up. There's a contest there, and then there's candy.
There we go. That sounds just like me. I can dress up like somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yep, and then there's going to be giving away a bunch of candy, and the people will be taken care of on that day. You'll get your sugar high from that one. I don't know if you really necessarily throw that to Carver at that time of day.
But he loves Halloween. I'm just saying he loves Halloween, so it would be, I'm just suggesting. If it's one of those games, that Saturday wouldn't be a bad one. I'm just throwing it out.
No, it wouldn't be a bad one at all. I think we could probably work on that. I'll definitely get with the people that handle that.
There we go. Hey, man, let's talk a little Major League Baseball storylines as well. So far, that first month of the season, as we said, is the last day of April here. Injuries to the Yankees, yet they're still hanging around there, man. I got to be impressed by what they've been able to do.
Yeah, you have to be impressed with what the Yankees are doing. They've got 14 guys on the injured list.
They're 9-1 in their last 10, Tim.
That just shows you the depth. You know, and you know what? You sit here and you talk about teams that overachieve, and, you know, we may look at a few of the teams in the league that are off to great starts, and you're like, are they going to hang on? And a lot of times, what the reality of it is, the Diamondbacks are off to a pretty good start, but there's probably not much depth there. So as soon as there's one injury or a couple of things, it really starts to fall apart quickly. But with an organization like the Red Sox and the Yankees, they're just not going to go away all that much because of the fact they have so much depth.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I think one of the things that's interesting is once they start getting healthy and, again, you don't even have big bats in your lineup still. It's incredible when you think about it. Rays right there in first, Toronto, Boston, and Baltimore. In the Central, there are the Twins and Indians going back and forth. Are they starting to separate a bit from Chicago, Detroit, and KC?
Yeah, I think you're starting to see it. And, you know, that just happens. You know, teams are starting to play other teams now. You're getting to the point where you played 30 games of the season. You know, getting a month in, and that's when it starts. You just start having some general separation just because of the magnitude. You know, when you have just a small sample size, you know, teams aren't going to pull away that quickly. I mean, teams aren't going to go 9-1, and other teams aren't going to go 1-9. You know, so you got a lot of 4-6s and 5-5s in there, but now it's starting to add up.
Yeah. Over in the West, Astros, Mariners tied at the top. Got the Angels in last place, only 5 games back, and there's a Mexico series over the weekend. I saw the ad on ESPN, Stros and Angels in Mexico City.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, obviously we saw what it does with the NBA,
yeah,
you know,
NFL,
playing games
right
in other cities. And I think it's just great to help grow the sport, to see Major League Baseball. You know, and I know it's a little bit of a travel, but it's not that bad for those teams, especially Houston and Los Angeles, to get there. So it'll be great to see packed ballparks and see those fans enjoy it.
Yeah, no doubt. It'd be a nice chance to do that as well. Let's go over to the National League. Bryce Harper's Phillies at the top.
Good. Well, hopefully the field works out. Remember, it didn't work out for Rams.
I was trying to avoid that. You know, but look, there's one thing for sure. They play their soccer and they love that. Baseball, they love baseball. So, you know, they might make sure that the field works there in that area. But let's see if you can have that game over the weekend, the series over in Mexico City. In the National League East, Phillies at the top, Mets, Braves just 2 games back, Nationals 3.5 with the Marlins there at 8. What's your thoughts on the East so far, a month in the books?
Well, you know, the Mets, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they're looking like, you know, they could be a little vulnerable, you know, with their pitching. You know, all of a sudden they're taking a step back, and I think the Nats are going to hang in there. I think the Nats are very young, and they're going to have some growing pains because they've got all these really young players. But I think they're going to hang around. The Phillies, their rotation will take them as far. Their lineup is solid. When you look at who they send out there 1-8, that's pretty firm. And it's just whether or not their pitching goes. And I think Atlanta, It's just whether or not they can handle year two. You know, there's always these expectations after you win, after you're a young team that achieved something a year earlier than you were supposed to. And the Braves certainly have the talent to be able to win the NL East.
Over in the Central, your Pirates, five games back of that team that wears red all the time. The Cardinals, Cubs, three games back there. Brewers as well. I have a bad feeling, yeah, they're good again. They had that brief little lull where, you know, they changed managers, they didn't have the talent. You keep telling me about the farm system with Memphis. And, Tim, I have a bad feeling. They're 8-2 in their last 10. I think the Cards are good again.
I think they are. You know, I mean, they've taken a step back. But their farm system, they've won our league. Their AAA team, Memphis, has won the PCL 2 years in a row. Yeah. And I tell you, looking at their club right now, even though we beat them in one game last night, yeah, you take a look at the pieces that they have, they certainly have some pieces here in AAA that could help the Cardinals. And we just talked about depth when there's injuries. They have some people here that would help them out. I think the Cardinals are good again. I don't know if they're World Series good, but they're certainly good enough. And all you really need to know, and we all know this, you just need to punch your ticket to get into the party in October. And if you get hot at the right time, all of a sudden you could be telling, you know, you could be raising the trophy. So I think they're not going away, that's for sure.
As Todd called it, I won the April trophy when my Cubs beat the Dodgers in the series, taking 2-3. He told me congratulations for winning an April trophy. But his Dodgers are in first place out in the West. Padres and Diamondbacks, two games back. Rockies 5, Giants 6. What do you think with the Padres and Diamondbacks being able to give the Dodgers a run?
Well, I mentioned the Diamondbacks earlier. I don't think there's much depth there. They've got a couple of guys that are playing very well, overachieving, you would say. The Rockies are the team that's a little alarming. I thought Colorado would be the team that would push the Dodgers this year, and they just don't score runs. And that's hard to believe for a Rockies team to say that, you know, because of the way the ball jumps out there, you know, a mile high in Denver. But, you know, will they go away? I don't know. San Diego's the interesting one, because remember when we talked Machado signing there, I even jokingly said, I mean, what does that make them? Go from a 60-win team to a 65-win team? Either way, you're still going to finish in last place. But Manny has certainly brought some energy there, and they're off to a good start. I'm interested to see if they can maintain it, because I don't think they're all that good. I think their farm system is good, but obviously some players in San Diego are playing really well, and they're off to a good start.
All right. Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. Once again, a little homestand through the early part of next week. Go on out there and have fun. And, hey, they're playing some good baseball, so go check it out. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, no problem, Gus. It's been fun to watch this team. This is a fun team, so come on out. It should be good weather all week.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it. Take care, bud.
Thanks, man.
800-998-1003. Got plenty of info on Twitter. Lots of people playing the game. Ranking. Feel free. Give us a call. 800-998-1003. Zurich? Jazz Fest? The NFL Draft, if they were to hold it. I'm not going overboard with this, huh, Jordan? It just rubbed me the wrong way. I'm like, you didn't even think about it. It's like, ah, we can't fit it in. It's like old man yelling at cloud. Am I off on that? Give me a call. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio Nola.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection. Quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
This Mother's Day, don't try to pull a wool over mom's eyes. With a last-minute gift, get ahead of the rush with 1-800-Flowers and their truly thoughtful bouquets. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an exclusive 30 for 30 offer. 30 assorted tulips for just $30. These beautiful orange, yellow, and pink tulips are guaranteed to make her smile. To order 30 stunning assorted tulips for only $30, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Stephen A. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Stephen A. That's with a P-H, not a V. Offer expires Wednesday.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ah, it is. I can't hear this, Joey, and I think of we're on a mission from God. I love it. I don't know why. I don't know why that one phrase, the entire movie just sticks out to me. Because I mean, it really is. You want to talk about something that has gravitas, right? I mean, you kind of have to help someone when they go, "We're on the mission from God." I mean, you know.
And you got arrested in Cook County,
Joey. Jordan has this look of bewilderment about him. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
He doesn't. Nope.
Nothing.
We've got sunglasses, pack
movie.
Of cigarettes.
Just another movie. Wow.
We've got sunglasses, pack of cigarettes, a full tank of gas.
Mm-hmm.
We're on a mission from God.
Yad.
God.
Yeah. You know the restaurant House of Blues and everything? Yeah. Kind of came.
The restaurant
House of Blues? Blues. Yeah,
kind of came. That's the movie?
Well, like, just look it up. Dan Aykroyd just... Belushi, just people know what we're talking about, believe me, other than you. All right, to Twitter as we go, at ESPN Radio Noel. Again, the question I've kind of thrown out there just for a little fun, you know what, and giggles. Where would you go? Jazz Fest Zurich, Jay Cicero, Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. You go, man, we just can't fit it in. Can't do it. And I'm like, come on, this is old New Orleans thinking. Stop it. Find a way. Find a way. You can't tell me you can't do it because of hotel rooms, because the locals aren't staying in hotel rooms.
You sounded like George W. Bush. Can't yeah. do it.
Can't do it. Can't do it. Too many people in one place. Little just airport. Little roads. Can't find a can't lot of areas.
It. Can't do it.
Only so many Ubers. I mean, stop.
You sound just, like
it's him. Ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense to me. Come on. I mean,
because
if you're going to tell me, because I guess if you're going to tell me, well, the event's too big, then yeah, you choose the bigger event. I mean, it's one time. You're going to do it like once every other decade. I mean,
can't have both. Wouldn't be prudent.
No, can't have all three.
Can't be prudent.
Two works just fine. One on one side of the river, one side on the other. They work in symbiance.
Okay, suddenly you got a Monroe accent.
I don't know what I just said. I'm horrible at accents. My point is, it just doesn't make any sense. Like I said, just go have a po' boy somewhere. Sit there with some onion rings, wait for the roast beef to come in, and just be like, all right, how can we make this work? Because if you have a city who's number two in rankings in viewership, that you're telling me in this story, Jay, you're telling me, Monday night football, Saints games. It's unquestionable. I mean, it's New Orleans loves its football. Why wouldn't you reward that? Aside from just giving it to the fan base, didn't you see Philly? I mean, that was incredible to see 250,000 people and Philly fans going bananas. Bananas. You know, wearing Philly gear, just, I mean, can you imagine Saints fans when the Falcons come to make a pick? When the Buccaneers come to make it be great, right? Well, Nashville had 600,000. You're gonna tell me, nah, can't do it.
Can't do it. Too much traffic. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it. Don't even want to talk about it. Just can't do it. Can't fit it in. City built on tourism.
Gus
can't
for
find
city
a
planning.
Way to do it. I think it's a joke. What do you mean you can't do it? I don't go to Jazz Fest. I'd go to that. I went to the golf tournament. Hour three next. I'm not done. Sports team.
We're going to go to the House of Blues.
What you say?
We're going to go.